Okay. Why don't you walk me through the process, you know, when you get in the morning, all that.
Okay. All right, the first thing we do when we get here, I bring the donuts. That's the first thing. That's the most important. I bring the donuts. The guys get the coffee ready. Then they start the process by getting the motors onto the gearbox in there. And then we loop the chains around the gears and all that so that they turn. And then we get the fires ready. And we start the fires about maybe 35 minutes before we get the chickens ready. Now, to get the chickens ready, they have to get them out of the boxes and all that, out of the cooler. And what they'll do, they'll salt them and pepper them. And they'll slide each one onto a pole, 25 to a pole. Then they tie them up with string with their legs and all that and tie it back. And we put skewers in there to hold them, you know, secure. And after that, the process is just watching them till they, you know, turn golden brown and the temperature's right on them. We'll stick them with the thermometer to make sure the temperature is the desired temperature. And we get our pallets that we get from local places, the mill, and we'll throw the pallets on the fire to keep them going at a continuous rate.
Oh, so are there still people at the mill, or they're just leftover pallets?
Like I said, we used to get a lot of pallets from the mill, and we have a lot stored from the mill from years ago. But they'll bring the pallets now to us, but now we have to separate them because a lot of them have paint on them, or we can't use them because they'll have cardboard in there, and we can't use that. So they just have to be either oak or pine, and that's the best kind we have.
Is there a tradition of wood fire roasting, Serbian tradition?
You know, most growing up, I used to watch my grandfather and them do the same thing with pigs and lamb at the house. And we used to do it by hand, crank it, you know what I mean? And you'd get up and, like you said, that was a lot, you know, I was 10 years old and do that. And that's what they'd use. They'd just use wood from the you know, the forest and all that, you know, the trees, and cut wood like that. But we've always used wood. We've never, you know, done any charcoal or nothing like that or nothing like that. Go ahead. That seems to be my job.
Sorry, I'm keeping you from your job. So where do those, who rigged this up? Was it an engineer who worked at Weir and Steel? Or
what was that?
Begin with,
you know, that was, like I say, the guys in the mill, older guys, you know, bricklayers, you know, we had a guy, Mishki, he was a top bricklayer in the mill, and he made these whatever you want to call them, spits or whatever, hearths, okay, that's a good word, hearths for it. And he built these all up, and like I said, they got these motors with a slow turning so they can spin real slow the what do they do?
Gear reduction.
Gear reduction. Okay, they have gear reduction in the motors, so they just spin nice and slow. And like I said, we serpentine the chains so that they go back and forth each way. One goes one way, the other goes another, you know. And these have been here, like I said, since the place has been built. Right over there, we used to have an oven.
Oh, yeah.
Over there, but we don't use that no more because... We don't actually need it, but when we used to do the large amount of lamb and all that, they used to put 10 of them in the oven and leave it like that. But now we don't. We just use the spits and all that. So
yeah, could be good for the bread too.
Before they used to we do it now. We get what they call a flat bread, which we in Serbian it's called pogača, and we get that. The choir sells that. Our church choir, they sell that and haluski, which is cabbage and noodles, and they sell corn and fruit strudel, and that's their fundraiser for the summer too. So this is our fundraiser for the men's club, and like I say, it takes a lot of money to keep these grounds going. We're probably I know since I've been here, we've probably spent over $150,000 in improvements. So, yeah, I mean, so it takes a lot when you're cutting grass and all that. You know, we just put new tin roofs on every building down here, and the pavilion. What actually happened in about 1974, 73, somebody came down and set fire to our wood pavilion and burned it all down. They burned the bar and the dancing pavilion, burned it down to the ground. And at the time, it was real sad, but it was a blessing because the pictures you'll see if you take pictures, now it's a strand structure. And even the mill people came down on their time off. And the mill was very generous to us, and they would come down there and brought down a couple cherry pickers, you know, down here and helped set up the structure, the beams and all that, you know, the framing and all that. And they did a nice job for us. And now we have I think it's a 140 feet by 60 feet structure, 150 feet structure. And it's all encased, enclosed, where no rain can get to it. And they can't set that to fire, so we're lucky.
Yeah. Is it steel, or are the beams steel?
Steel, the beam. Yeah, everything's steel down there now, you know what I mean? Yeah. The roof is tin, you know, and all that. And we finally, after I don't know how long, but we finally have indoor plumbing and indoor restrooms. So, them changed, like I said, from the days of going out to the old outhouses and all that. So.
You have a few young people here. I know you said that the men's club was dwindling, but you think it will continue?
You know, what we do is that we let the kids come down here, and they work for us, and we give them a little stipend, you know what I mean, you know, for helping us. And we take care of them, and then at the end of the year, we'd like to take care of them a little bit better, you know what I mean? There's a couple guys in there, you know, our president, Tessa Teslo, his son and a couple other guys that I think they'll maintain this place after we're done. I know I've got a good 5-6 years left of me down here. We're all, you know, then you know, we hope it'll continue. But if it doesn't, it was a good run. It was a good run, just like everything comes to an end. But, you know, the grounds will always be here for the church, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll do something, I guess.
Yeah. What are some of the other... Serbian. Were both your parents Serbian?
Both my parents were Serbian. Yeah, my grandparents came over here, one from Dresnica and one from Oglavi. I got to say that because my son always tells me I don't know where they're from. And I do. They're, you know what I mean? But yeah, both my parents were born here. But one was born in McKeesport, Pennsylvania, and my mother, and my father was born in Pittsburgh. And then their families moved down here. And got jobs in the mill back in the early 1900s. And they both grew up here, and they're both gone now, but they both lived here. Most of the guys here are Serbian or a part of Serbian. A couple, we have a Polish guy that comes down here and works. We have a Croatian friend of ours that comes down here and works. You know, it's not just, you have to be Serbian to be here, you know. Right. Chase, I don't think you are Serbian, are you, Chase? No. Right, yeah. Well, we his dad and all that, you know. It's his stepdad, but you know, good friends and all that, and you know, just come down here and help, you know. Right. And the girl Molly, you know, her grandfather was Serbian, so you know, she's been with us. She's 26, I think, but she's been here 13 years.
Wow.
She's been here half her life. You know what I mean? She'll tell you it's her favorite day of the week.
That's cool.
You know what I mean? So.
She
takes the orders in the morning. She gets here about 6 o'clock in the morning, and we have orders taken from 6 o'clock till 8:30 every morning on Wednesdays. Now we get here at 5:30. The phone's already ringing. Mm-hmm. You know, then she takes over and takes all the orders and writes the name down in the book, you know, and how many chickens they want, because that's how we know how many chickens to cook.
Right.
We just don't cook a set number, you know what I mean? We hope the people come down and pick up their chickens. Sometimes people forget her. You know, maybe you can't make it, but that's okay, because if we have a lot of chickens left over, we'll give them to the food bank.
Oh, okay.
You know, one in Stumville or one in Weirton, and it helps them out too. Mm-hmm. You know, so we do it that way.
When you make pigs for chicken or for Christmas, does it get real snowy down here? And
You know, it can, you know, that it can get real cold, but you know, the fire keeps you warm. Yeah, not too bad. We also do, for Thanksgiving, for the people that buy chickens down here, we'll do turkeys for them over the fire.
Wow.
And at one time, we was up to doing about 55 turkeys, but it got to be too much, so we cut it back to 36 turkeys a year. But that's for our members here that come down here, and for the people that buy. If you buy chickens all year down here, on what we call a standing order every week. You want to buy a turkey? You want to cook a turkey? We will. We'll cook you a turkey for that. You know what I mean? And they're good. They're so good. You know what I mean? Guys come down here and they have a blast all day. They get here early in the morning on Thanksgiving Day, and you come down here and there'll be maybe 20, 35 guys down here. You know, a little bit drinking, you know, bringing super sot, you know, and food and all that. And they hang out here all day till their turkeys are done.
What's super sot?
Super sot's like a sausage that they, you can make, you know, a dry sausage, okay, and all that, you know. So.
It's cured.
You cure it. You know, the guys will make it, and they bring it down there with cheese and all that. Oh. Yeah, and the guys make ramp and all that. Not one of my favorites.
I
want to
come.
Yeah, you can come. Hey, you're doing this. You can come here anytime you want. You know what I mean? We don't care. We'll cook you a turkey.
That'd be awesome.
You're giving us free advertisement, you know what I mean? So,
well, my family lives in Indiana, so I could, on my way up, I could grab a turkey.
Grab a turkey and head up. Head that way, you know what I mean?
You got to have it clean. You got to have butter. You got to have a pan. See? Clean,
butter, and a pan. That's all you need. You know, we'll do it, you know. So, yeah, that's Chase's stepfather. He's coming for him, you know what I mean? So.
What else does the men's club do?
Well, you know, this is basically our main, you know, objective for the year. You know what I mean? We keep this going all the year round. Like I said, it's not. We have a shutdown party. We usually close the place up around the end of September. You know, and after that, you know, it's, you know, come down. Like I said, come down here in November. Do the turkeys. Come down in January, because our Christmas is January 7th. We go by a different calendar. And we'll do the pigs then. Then by Easter, we'll do that. But basically, we just, you know, it's like a dry period until we start probably around April, starting to get the ground back in shape. March, April, we'll come down here. I mean, leaves are all over the place. We have to clean up the leaves, start cleaning the place up, you know, wash the tables down, get this area up here clean, the lamb shack and all that. And it takes about, you know, a good month and a half to get these grounds back in shape, you know, and all that. And we're getting ready for May. We have a service down here, our what we call our Saint Day, Saint George. That's our Saint Day for the club. And we have a religious ceremony down here. Then we have our dinner. We invite anybody from the church to come down here and cook lamb and pig and chickens, and everybody can, you know, hang out down here for the day.
Nice.
And that's about it. Then we start getting ready for the blast, and we do the chicken blast the last Wednesday in May to the last Wednesday in August. It usually ends up around 14 or 15 of them.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, my thing is, like I always said, the first 10 are fun. The last 5 are work. Because, you know what I mean, you're already, you know. But, yeah, that way, you know. And, you know, that's about it.
People hang out during the day. They eat their chickens and drink beer.
Yeah, most of the people, they come early, you know what I mean? They might bring some families down and eat, but most of the people come early around 12 or 1 o'clock, take their chickens home. You know, usually around 4 o'clock, people will start coming down here with their family, and they'll bring their own side dishes. You know, we just ask them to... We sell our own beer and pop, you know. Please don't bring that, because that's how we make our money, you know, and all that. And yeah, they come here and they can. We have a playground area for the kids, you know, some swings and seesaws. We just got our basketball court back in order. We're waiting to get the hoops back up. We had a thing where it was tore up because the water line ran right underneath it, and it was a leak. And they had to tear that up. So we finally got that secured again, and we're waiting to have that back. But they got horseshoes. They got volleyball nets. Anything that kids and people want to do. They play that cornhole there. So that's it.
Thank you so much. Okay, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, not really. We appreciate all the advertisement, and what we do here is for the community. And the community, like I said, you've got people that have been coming here for 30, 40 years, getting the same chicken every Wednesday. And even if we've raised prices, which we've had to do because everything is going up, our chicken prices, we pay by pound, has gone up by about 30, 35 cents a pound. And that's how we sell the chicken. But we've never heard people complain. This one lady, we told her last week we were raising prices. She said she didn't care, long as she didn't have to cook. So we were happy with the people that come here.
I think it's still a deal.
Oh, you get a real good deal. Yeah. I mean, like I said, you get a chicken here, it's well done, it's good, it tastes good. If you eat it over there, you're going to have a good time.
Yeah, sounds great. That's my plan.
Okay, you're going to do it over there, okay?
Yeah, I will. Thanks.
All right.